stripes on the layer. This is the street view back to the west. Street view back to the east where North Fork and South Fork fork. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening, Commission. Thanks for having me. My name's Noah Prallo. I'd like to start by just reading a letter that my wife and I, we wrote to all our neighbors. One of us, whether it was her or I, we talked to every neighbor, knocked on every door, or left a note with everyone. And this is what the letter says. At this point, I'm sure you guys are all well aware that my wife and I have applied for a conditional use permit for a nightly rental. We wanted to reach out to you each individually, open the dialogue, and share the heart behind why we applied. Our original intention was to reach out to everyone in the neighborhood prior to filing an actual application. However, it just so happened to come to our attention that Taney County was going to be changing, and as you guys know, now has changed, the zoning regulations to no longer allow any application for nightly rental in R1 zoned areas. We unintentionally discovered this information 3 business days before the regulations were set to change. And as a result, we went from thinking, one day in the future, it'd be nice to, you know, maybe apply for a permit to do that, to we have to apply now or never. While the timing of everything was not what we'd hoped for, it is the position we're in. As previously mentioned, we were writing this letter to share our heart and open the dialogue. Please feel free to reach out anytime. We feel that our application has been inadvertently misrepresented or mischaracterized due to the history within our neighborhood. A developer tried to apply for 19 new houses to be built, then nightly rented, and that struck deep concern in our neighborhood, understandably so. But those same fears of 19 new units seem to have been transferred to our application for a single house that already exists. First and primarily, our heart is not to destroy or transform our neighborhood. We love it here. We believe our application differs greatly from previous applications. We are Taney County residents. We're not investors looking to profit off the back of a tourist center. We have a vested interest in making and keeping Taney County the fantastic place it is to live. After all, we ourselves are raising our 2 boys here. Our desire is to, at some point in the future, have the option to rent out our house to families coming to experience the family-friendly attractions of Branson. If and when we rent, we will not allow instant booking. Hannah and I will review and screen all applications for renting prior to allowing any rental. We will explicitly prohibit parties on our property. We will be installing decibel readers in the house on the property to closely monitor noise levels and will be alerted to any concerning noise. We will be installing exterior security cameras to monitor any outdoor activities, as well as to ensure that the number of people staying is the same number as what's booked. And lastly, we will not be pricing our house in such a way so as to make sure that it's filled all the time. We understand that everyone in the neighborhood has an interest in keeping our area nice and peaceable. Please know that we want that just as much, if not more, as this is our house and the major asset in our life. It's just not another property, on an investor's portfolio. We don't want the destructive consequences or expensive repairs of parties in our house any more than anyone else on the street. It's in our best interest to protect our property and neighborhood. Below, we've included our phone numbers, and I gave them our phone numbers and, you know, invited them to reach out if they'd like to. So Hannah and my heart is to be a good steward with what the Lord's given us and to be good neighbors. That's why we went to every door. That's why we tried to open the dialogue with people, and we, you know, got mixed results there. And unlike previous applications in our neighborhood, we currently reside in the house, and we're not planning on, you know, if we get approved, it's not going to be an immediate shift. We're still going to be living there for a while. We think that approving a single house in our neighborhood that already exists does not materially change the makeup of our neighborhood, especially with how attentive we will be to monitoring and managing the property, and with the house being so close to the entrance of the neighborhood. It's not like, when people come, you're going to have to be driving all the way back into the neighborhood. There are plenty of people in the neighborhood that agree with our assessment of the situation, and they've even said that they hope that we get it. Here's a list of 17 people just from going door to door that said that they were they'd be happy if we got approved. And I didn't even ask everybody. Obviously, if they were kind of on the fence or if they, you know, were against it, I didn't even bring up asking them to sign. My wife and I appreciate your guys' time. I know it probably gets pretty tedious with all these nightly rental applications. So, thank you.
Any direct questions for the applicant before we open it up? Do we have anyone in the audience that is signed up to speak on behalf of this application? For the application?
Yes.
Okay. You signed up? You want to come?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Joanna Cole, and I live two houses down on the opposite street. I couldn't ask for better neighbors, excellent caretakers and keepers of their home, their lawn, their property. It's always neat, clean. They're not noisy, rambunctious. And obviously, they've taken on additional responsibility. I mean, good Lord, with a decibel, I don't know, tracker, more security. It sounds more secure than the jail. So I think him being such a responsible young man and his wife, that they'll take excellent care of this, and I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever as to them using it for a vacation rental. None. And I'm a cranky old lady, so if anybody would object, it would be me. But no, they're wonderful neighbors, and I know he'll take good care of the property.
I'm sorry, did we get your name? Did you make
Yeah.
Okay.
Joanna Cole.
Okay.
Yeah, I live a couple of houses down from him.
Okay.
So I say yes. Sneak this one by, slide it by, since it's the last one you guys are doing, right?
Not quite.
Not sneak, slide. But, I mean, do you guys ever go and inspect any of these homes that are... Like, I know you were so adamant about the one on Lone Star or wherever it was up on... over in Branson, so because that was such a big vacation rental place, the one you guys all opposed on, and you said after that, why oppose any of them since you disapproved that one? But I think in this case, it's completely different. Right, if it's a very quiet, secluded street, it's mostly older people. Well, and I'm glad younger people are moving in with their families. We're right across from the Branson, the Branson Landing. People go fishing right there on Lake Taneycomo. So I think it'd be an excellent idea to have a vacation rental right there for families to enjoy.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyone opposed to the application that signed up? Do you guys have an order you want to go in, or?
I'll start.
My name is Scott Brindley, 241 Trinity Road. I live on the half moon down there below him. The letter that he just read off, I've got a copy of it as well. And his 17 signatures was great. I've got a list here from 2016 of 72 signatures against nightly rentals, and that's the Creedon property down there. And then when they came back in 2019, in order to do a modified version, we ended up with 92 signatures against the nightly rentals. All the usual things apply: security, safety, noise. You know, according to his letter that he did hand out and we found on our door, a nightly rental is a nightly rental. It doesn't matter if it's 19 or 1. You know, he says he's not an investor, but yet he wants to rent it out according for Branson. So in a way, he's still an investor. He said he would explicitly prohibit the parties on his property. Just because it's prohibited doesn't mean it won't happen. It only takes one person to go crazy. The decibel readers and the cameras will all be after effects. You might be able to find out who did what afterwards, but at that point, our peace in our neighborhood has already been disturbed. So, you know, as it goes on, you know, you guys have already heard all the stories tonight. We've seen how you voted. You know, it looks to me, you know, we're a neighborhood. We're all closely knit. There are several that are here. Some didn't raise their hands, I know, because they don't want to speak, which is fine. One gentleman had to leave early. His name was Ian. He actually lives just to the right of the property. He said his concern is his four children, and if it's approved, he will put up an 8-foot privacy fence to help protect his children. And that's really all I've got. I'll let everybody else say their piece.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ma'am, you've already had your time to speak. Next.
Thank you for your time. My name is Anna Zadniprovska, and we have lived at 240 Trinity for 6 years. May I address the applicant for one question? No.
No.
So I don't feel like they've lived there for a very long time. I have lived there for 6 years. Quite a few of our neighbors have lived there for 20, 25, 30 plus years. It's a residential neighborhood. I was here in 2018-19 for the similar issue. It was a little different, but pretty much the same. And our stance is still the same. We are a neighborhood. We are not a nightly rental. I have two children. We have two children. And every night, of course, you know, everything we do is for our kids. I want to make sure that they grow up in a safe environment. And having a nightly rental in our neighborhood will not help that. So I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why I think we still all think that nightly rental is not right for our neighborhood. And I'm sure you've heard them all before, but can you imagine driving to your house after a long day at work and seeing yet another set of cars in your neighborhood, in your neighbor's driveway? Can you imagine going on a well-deserved vacation and not being able to trust your neighbor to keep an eye on your house because you don't know who your neighbor is? Can you imagine seeing trash flying around because the nightly renters will not care for the property the same way the owners do? The parties that we all talk about, I mean, that's the reality. The renters will just not care what they're doing there. Can you imagine not being comfortable to send your kids out to play outside on a day like today because you don't know who is living next door or who is staying overnight next door? Can you imagine if you were in my spot today, I'm sure you would want to protect your family, you would want to protect your kids, your grandkids, and make sure that they grow up in a good environment, and nightly rental is just not, this neighborhood is not for a nightly rental. That's all I have to say.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Hi, I am Jeff Smethers. I'm at 355 South Fork. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. But lived in the neighborhood for 28 years. Lived in the community for 40 years. And I think it's, I'm not going to say a lot more than what's already been said on all the other requests, but it is a residential neighborhood, always has been. I've raised two kids there. They're no longer in the home, but it's been a quiet neighborhood. Picked up a little bit when Woodbridge opened up. But back then, I think we had the same situation. We talked about nightly rentals then. You guys voted it down then, and I think the consistency still holds true to that. We had other discussions about property values being affected a little bit by you know, things like nightly rentals and doing things like that back then. I get that this is one property, but at the same time, it still could have the same effect on the neighborhood. I served on the school board for 9 years in Branson. I also went to school in Branson. And so I just think it's a nice area where you would, you don't really want any other, you know, you like your local traffic, you can kind of get to that. We've accommodated and adopted the Woodbridge Estates traffic, but you get a lot of people who are not aware of what's going on there. You get a lot of people walking around that just additional traffic can also lead to a little bit of a safety issue as well. So, again, I just go back to what we talked about before as far as the Woodbridge deal and kind of would ask that you guys stay consistent with that and as well as your other nightly rental discussions. So,
all right. Thank you. Next, anyone else signed up to speak? No? You want to come back up?
Absolutely. So I heard quite a few concerns that, you know, my wife and I, you know, any sane person that's living in a, you know, in a neighborhood would probably voice those same concerns, and I appreciate people coming out and sharing. If I can respond to those concerns a little bit.